Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody. And He loves you.
For you and I to be able to make it through the next one.
In other words, you've been torn, you've been broken, you've been stretched very, very dramatically. But through that tearing, through that breaking, and through that stretching, that we have been better prepared for the next test and the next trial, and knowing that there's always going to be a next test and there's always going to be a next trial. So we just want to talk about that tonight and hopefully get some feedback from some folks who have gone through some things over this past year, maybe not over this past year, maybe over the last couple of years, and see how you've come out stronger because of what you've gone through. And many times people say, I don't look like what I've been through. And I know that's right. And we just want to encourage everyone to call in tonight and get in on this conversation of the tests that you've gone through, how they've made you stronger, how they've prepared you for the next one. So if you're going to be a part of that conversation tonight, we invite you to call in 347-324-5569. The number is 347-324-5569. You can be a part of the conversation. And again, we want to encourage everyone, if you want to get a listen to the show in its entirety or any of our other shows in its entirety, you can always dial in. You can always log in via internet at www.blogtalkradio.com/Pastor's Aid. You can scroll down to the on-demand section, and in the on-demand section, you can scroll down to any of our previous shows and tune in and listen in. And you can listen in to this broadcast in its entirety about 20 minutes after we go off the air, which will be approximately about 9 o'clock. So approximately 9:20, you will be able to listen to the show in its entirety. And also, if you want to communicate with us on Twitter, you can catch us at PACDC316. That's PACDC316. Also on Facebook at Pastor's Aid. That's PASTORSAID. And we'll be glad to communicate with you and get your feedback and your thoughts on what we're doing here at the show. And we just say, to God be the glory. Rev B should be joining us shortly at an evening program at Newburgh Baptist Church. And we just want to continue to pray for him as he, I'm sure, flying through traffic trying to get on the radio. But it's all good in the neighborhood, as they say. You have to excuse me tonight. I have a little bit of a sinus thing going on. So if I sound a little different, you know why, what's going on. This is Pastor C at Pastor's ACDC. We're talking about the trials of life make us stronger, trying to identify with some of the things that people have gone through this month or this week or have gone through over the past year or years that have made them stronger. And it's good to know that the things that don't take you out, I believe, will make you stronger. And I can be a testimony to that, that there's many things that have happened and occurred in my life that have gone to make me stronger. And, you know, use the analogy of if you never went through nothing, anything, you never know how you can get through or how you would do and how strong or how you can weather the storms of life. And we have to just say that with the help of God, we believe that we can get through all things. The Bible lets us know that we can do all things through Christ that gives us the strength. I want to give a big shout out to my big brother, Stephen Kayson, who was in the emergency room at George Washington University on this past Wednesday. Suffered what I believe they call it a pulmonary embolism, where blood clot developed in the circulatory system, passed through his heart and went through his lung, to his lung, and caused great pain in his lung and his sides. And was a very traumatic experience. So we were able to converse with him and see him on yesterday, and he was doing a lot better. So thank everyone for their thoughts and prayers for Big Brother Steve, who's going to pull through right now. He's over my parents' house, and mom is taking good care of him, and we just thank God for the ability of the prayers of the righteous to avail as much, to avail, mom. And we say to God be the glory that he is expected to make a full recovery. Has to be on a medication routine for probably about 6 months to a year to allow the body to break down the blood clot that was in his body. And we just know that those type of things that happen when you go into prayer, when you go into just focusing in on what's important, those type of things come and they make you stronger, and they allow you to know how strong you can be. And it's amazing what the human body can endure and still survive. Man, that is something to see, all the trauma, all the dramatic things that people go through, but yet and still they somehow are able to survive. They somehow are able to continue to persevere and continue to make it through. It's amazing, and I take my hats off to all the people that were at GW ministering to my brother. And we talked a little bit about Friday, how it was like a triage, wounded battlefield, and how everyone focused in on what was important. And it was just amazing to see how those first responders, those emergency workers, continue to perform at a high level, even in the midst of the chaos that was going on in the hospital. And hats off to our veterans. This past Monday, we celebrated Veterans Day, and to see how our veterans, in the midst of war, in the midst of battle, they continue to survive and thrive in spite of the chaos that's going on around them. And those battle-tested veterans are the ones that are looking out for our country, who have gone through many of the battles in Iraq and Afghanistan, continuing to watch over us in the air and the sea and on the land. And to know that they are getting stronger, they're tested there, they're able to come through. And that's a quality that people really begin to mature into after they've been through something. And if you've been through some things, you don't get shattered, you don't get shaky when storms begin to come again. And it's amazing to see how resilient people are during difficult times. A couple of weeks ago, before the week leading up to the election, saw Hurricane Sandy come through the eastern seaboard and devastate many of the seaboards from North Carolina up the coast past New York, Staten Island, and New Jersey, and Maryland, Virginia. Those areas were hit hard by Hurricane Sandy, but you look at the news accounts and you see that the people were able to weather the storm, and they've lost lives, they've lost property, they've lost real estate. And the thing that is encouraging is that many of them have not lost hope. In other words, the trial or the test that came through the historic, they call it a superstorm, Sandy, did not take away their ability to survive, or their will to survive, or their will to stand up, and their will to rebuild. And it's amazing just to see that, and to know that that is something that it is a tremendous resource, is the human will to survive and thrive and to weather the storm and get through adversity. But many times that type of will, that type of sense of ability to be able to press through and make it through only comes during testing in our lives. And a lot of times we don't like to get tested because it's not comfortable. It's not something that we like to go through. But I believe that during this testing, these times of great struggle, these times of great challenge, that it brings the best out of people and lets them know that through the aid of God, through the caring of others, individuals, and people around you, that we can make it through these great trials and these great storms. And so if you want to be a part of this conversation tonight, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. And you'll be a part of this conversation that we're asking, talking about, and is testing. Does testing make us stronger? Does trials make us stronger? Do the storms in our lives make us stronger? And if so, is that become a resource that we can draw on to help us to advance and move forward in our lives, knowing that if we can make it through this storm, if we can make it through this test, if we can make it through this trial, that we can have the ability to make it through something greater, something even bigger or even greater challenge as it comes along. The storm of Hurricane Sandy was something that really took a blow, put a blow on New York City in New York. When you see the devastation of the floods that affected public transportation, power outages, just wiped out beaches all along the eastern seaboard, and to just see the devastation. I know our president, President Obama, was in the Staten Island area again this past week, just to look and to witness some of the devastation. And one of the things that was noticed during the coverage this week was that the people who were devastated on one part of the island, they received help from people who were on the other side who were not as devastated. And they were all working together in the midst of this storm, in the midst of this trial. And they were surviving, and they were moving forward as far as with food and clothing, and sharing with cell phones, and they were depending on themselves to help get through this storm. And they had a resiliency. Yes, the heavy weight can be done. A lot of the heavy weight can be done by the government aids, American Red Cross, and American people through FEMA. But these people who are on the islands, if they had one paddle, if they had two paddles, they also let someone else use one of their paddles. They had food sources, and they had two boxes of a non-perishable. They would let somebody else have one box. And they were surviving. They were thriving. And they were resilient. They were strong, getting through this test. And that's what I believe. I believe that testing makes us strong. It brings out the best in us. It makes us realize how resilient we are, and allows us to continue to be people of faith, knowing that some things happen for a reason, and we just have to continue to trust God to help us to be resilient in the midst of this testing, because this type of testing makes us be able to help somewhere else down the line, whether it's ourselves or someone else, knowing that we were able, with the help of God, to weather the storm to recover, to regroup, and to rebuild. When you can recover, regroup, and rebuild, and have been through something, that makes you that much more prepared to be able to do it somewhere else along the line, or assist or aid someone else to be able to recover, regroup, and rebuild. And so that's what we're talking about tonight. Does testing make you strong? Does it make you better? Does it make you more aware of who you are and what you're capable of doing? And I think that's a good thing to know. To know that you can make it, that you can get through, that you can overcome, that you can recover, that you can regroup, and that you can rebuild. And you know, that whole process of recovery and regrouping and rebuilding allows us to have confidence or have a greater a renewed belief that our fellow mankind has qualities, still has qualities that are good, and that are something that we can rely on as a resource in time of struggle, in time of storm, in time of testing. I know many people have given up on man, and say man is just reckless and greedy and selfish. But in these times of crisis, we've seen the good in man come out. The good in mankind come out, and it's encouraging signs. These are encouraging signs that we can know that it's not all terrible, it's not all bad, it's not all hopeless. But mankind can look past many of his social, economic, political differences, religious differences, and say, hey, in time of testing, in time of trouble, in time of storm, I'll be there to help my fellow man get through this. And so in the light of these things, we still have unrest in around the world. We see in the Middle East, where we have unrest in Hamas, in Israel, and the two factions, neighbors who are dealing with extreme views, and they're just battling. And one of the stories that came out of the battle was that when the people who were being attacked found themselves wounded, that they were running across the border to find help, and the people across the border were helping them. And it's just a thing of where you have to sit back and you say, well, where are we going with this? When, you know, I'll wound you, but then, you know, when you come back over to my border, I'll heal you up. So it's this thing of, you know, if we go through these tests and these trials, at some point we have to, you know, be strong enough to tell ourselves and others that it's really not worth it to have these wars, because, you know, nobody really wins, and you know, nobody really gets ahead. And at the end of the day, we try to end up helping each other to heal up from fighting each other, which is just an insane thing. So the lessons that we learn from this type of testing, these type of trials, these type of wars, these type of battles, is that everyone basically wants peace. Everyone basically wants just a place where they can go and be by themselves, enjoy their family. And the extreme people in our families, that we have to try to go to them and say, hey, you know, this is not worth it. And in many of the wars that have been fought around the world, the people get weary, and after much bloodshed and after much death, they say it's not worth it, and they seek peace. So pray for peace in the Middle East with two factions Israel and Hamas, pray that they would you know, have that peace in mind, knowing that, you know, at the end of the day, they're going to be trying to help each other to heal up the wounded and the innocent civilians. And it's just a sad situation that people can't get along. But to know that these trials and these testing, again, they make you strong and they make you have a stronger resolve to say, you know, I'm stronger than this. You know, something that happened, you know, years, 100 years ago, you know, between our families, you know, I'm going to be the bigger person. I'm going to be the stronger person. Say, let's watch that. Let's figure out a way where we can, you know, live side by side and get along. But that comes through testing. That comes through wisdom. That comes through trials. That comes through people having to go through something. And younger people coming along and say, this doesn't make sense. That, you know, my brother, my sister, children, my babies are getting killed. And we're going through these great trials of you know, sending, you know, attacks after attacks after each other. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, and once we go through, we want to try to take care of each other as we just beat up and killed each other. It just doesn't make sense. And so we have to, through this testing, we have to learn and we have to get stronger to say it's not worth it and stand up to the fractions in our families or in our governments, in our countries, and say, you know, let's not get this extreme. Let's not get to the point where we are doing more harm to ourselves than good. And, you know, that's what testing does. Testing, it puts things in perspective and lets you know, where we need to be, how we need to be a little more tolerant, a little more patient, a little more understanding from within as well as those that are without. And when you go through those things, the tests and the trials, it really lets you know what's important. It lets you know, that, you know, some of these extremes, some of these views, some of these points that we're standing on are really not worth it in the long run, because it doesn't give us a long-term peace or a long-term success. So that's one of the things I just wanted to throw out there tonight. I know many of you have thoughts of wanting peace around the world, but when there's war, when there's fractions around the world, it's a testing of the human race to say, you know, is this something that we're going to put up? Is this something that we're going to tolerate? And how are we going to get better from these testings and these trials around the world? So, again, if you want to be a part of the conversation, you can call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. Tune in and chime in. Just touch a little bit on the unrest in the Middle East and how that testing has to make people stronger, to have a stronger resolve to push for peace. And I believe that the good in man can come out if you have a push for peace, to get the people that are waging the war and the attacks, who cowardly instigate stuff and cause, you know, the wounding and killing of innocent civilians, that the people would stand up to this and say, this is not who we want to be. This is not the way we want to live. And, you know, the God that we serve, or the God that we want to give us peace, would not be pleased with us continuing to fight and to kill each other. It's a thing that happens in a world when the world goes to world wars or, you know, wars that last, you know, 10 years and wars that last, you know, however long, that the people eventually learn that it's not worth it. Go through these tests of great bloodshed, great turmoil, great sacrifice, and at the end, you know, it's not worth it, and it's too, it costs too much. It costs too much bloodshed. It costs too much financially. It's a testing and a trying of you that says, you know, this was a great cost, and we don't want to do this again. We don't want to have world wars again. We don't want to have nuclear wars anymore. We don't want to have civil wars anymore, because they're not worth it. And so that's just one of the things we'll talk about. Veterans Day was Monday, and we thank God for all of our officers. Veterans Day was last Monday. We thank God for all of our officers, men and women in uniform, who have fought valiantly down through the years in these wars, and have tested and tried, and have come out to be valiant soldiers and troops and airmen. And it's just amazing to see how people, how much they can go through, and how strong they can remain. And we thank God for all of their services and what they do to keep our country safe. And when you have strong people like that, that's a deterrent to anyone trying to attack or anyone trying to overthrow us. But they see that we are strong, and our resolve is strong to protect the freedoms and the rights of our people in our country and our friends abroad. And we just thank God for all of our veterans who serve and continue to serve admirably in the armed services. So, again, that testing has made them strong. You look back over the years, the history of the United States has remained strong as we've gone through several areas of testing in the history of our country. And as we've gone through those testings, they have made us strong. So, again, if you want to be a part of this conversation, you can call in at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. We're talking about tonight. Does testing make you strong? Does trials make you strong? Does going through different situations make you strong? And we talked a little bit about the people that survived the storm of Hurricane Sandy. We talked about the people that are going through situations of war and unrest in their countries, and how the military plays a role, and how at the end of the day, the testing or the trials that you go through battle make you strong enough to stand up and say, you know, our resolve is strong, that we don't want to go through this anymore, and that we need to find different ways to end our disagreements, because the cost of the bloodshed and of innocence and people is too much, and that type of testing makes you wiser to say, hey, we don't want to go down this road again to be at each other's throats. So those are a couple of things that we've talked about, and we want to just get your thoughts and your concerns on how testing has made you stronger, or some of the things that you've gone through that have made you stronger. I talked a little bit about the medical situation with my brother, and how the first responders, people in the emergency room, how they were resilient, they were tested, how they weathered the onslaught of all the emergencies and the cases that came through, and after wave of trauma cases, they stood the test, and their resolve was strong, and they were able to get through the caseloads as they came one after another. And I say that is all because of they've been tested before. They were veterans. They had the ability to do these things because they had gone through them before. And the testing that they've gone through before has made them strong. And so, again, I believe that that is the same way with us. And when we get through or get in trials and get in tribulation, get in storms, or get in times of battle, in times of war, that it hardens us, it prepares us, it strengthens us to be able to move forward and go on. And it's amazing to see what you can put up with and get through in order to make it strong. So we're going to take a break, and try to get some folks on the line here shortly. But we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in about 2 minutes. So if you hold on through the break, you can call us at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. We're talking about testing. Does it make us strong? We'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
They're not something that we say that, oh, this is a great test and I felt good and you know, it was something that didn't cause any trauma to my life. But don't get me wrong, testing, it does cause trauma. It does cause changing or shaking up of our lives. And when we have trauma or shaking up of in our lives, those things just don't feel good. They don't feel good. It's something that we would rather not go through. It's something that we would like to avoid. But many times while we're in the midst of them, we're not understanding how they're molding and shaping us and preparing and helping us to get better individuals, as people, or stronger in our faith. And that's why you have to learn how to take inventory while you're in the midst of something. When you learn how to take inventory when you're in the midst of one of those things, you can say it is bad, but it is not as bad as it could be. And then I think that's one of the things that testing does. It causes you to evaluate your situation, say, yeah, it's a little rough right now. And I've heard people say that it's a little rough right now, but I thank God that it's not as bad as it could be. And as you begin to explore those things yourself, as you begin to take inventory of yourself, you can see that, yes, it's not bad as it could be. And that gives you the mindset of the ability to endure just a little bit more. In other words, we begin to stretch just a little more. We're stretching our faith. In other words, it can begin to cover a little bit more. You know, through that testing, we become a little more resilient. We become a little more steadfast. We become a little more equipped to be able to handle those things. And that's one of the things that we do, is that we learn as we go through that we can make it. And it's a good thing to know those things, a good thing to be able to just continue to take inventory when you're going through those situations. And I'm a living witness. Sometimes it gets a little rough. Sometimes it gets a little tough. Sometimes you get to a point where you're saying, wow, this thing is really, really, really tough. And I don't know if I'm going to be able to make it, or I don't know how long I'm going to be able to last, or I don't know if I'm going to be able to wait for it to turn around. But because of testing that I had prior to or before, I know that I can make it. So if you want to be a part of that conversation tonight, we invite you to call in at 347-324-5569. It's 347-324-5569. And tell us about your conversation. Tell us about your ability to be able to be strengthened and be able to make it through even in those most difficult times in your lives. We're trying to get some folks on the phone and see if we can get them to chime in and give us a little feedback on some of the trials and some of the things that they've gone through. And because of some of those things that they've gone through, they were able to say that my testing has made me stronger. And it's funny to know that a lot of times we didn't know how strong we were. And one of the cases that I like to mention is when my wife, she had our first child. She was going through the what they call the Lamaze classes, where they're preparing you for a childbirth. But at the same time, you have no idea how it's going to be, and no idea of how raising kids are going to be. But going through that labor, and going through the pain in the physical body and going through all those things to see how she learned to make it through and having newborn infants, testing your life, having children, birthing children, having children. It's a test in your life. And, you know, our children, they're 18, some people. It'll be 16 in December, you know, so 18, 16 years later, we see that those testings have made us strong and that we were able to make it through by the grace of God and everyone has made it through. And those trials of giving birth and raising an infant and trying to you know, budget money and trying to put things in place to provide for your children, and all of those things are tested. And now that you're from 18 years down the road, you're saying that it was of those tests that made you stronger and prepared you for the next year. So, you know, the first pregnancy prepared you for the second pregnancy, and the first school year child prepared you for the second child going through the school year. You know, those types of things are all tests and trials in life that help prepare us for, you know, what's coming down the road. And there's no rule book, really, in some of the things that we go through. And so you have to learn, you have to survive, you have to thrive as you're going through. There's really no rule book on, you know, when you're going through that birth. I mean, you take the classes. But when that pain hits and that water breaks and that baby starts getting pushed through the contractions, you know, there's no rule book. You have to experience it for yourself. But once you've got that experience, then what happens is the second child comes and you can be prepared because that test of the first pregnancy has made you strong enough to give you the experience to be able to get through the second one. Same thing with raising the children, and with you know, fevers, and different ailments that happen, teething, and all those things. There's no rule book on parenting. You know, every child is different. Every situation is different. You can take suggestions from people or read up on stuff, but until you actually go through it yourself, you really don't know. You know, if you can make it through, if you can get through that child that's teething or has the ear infection and the crying or the colicky baby and not getting sleep and having to go to work and trying to get to the pediatric doctor and see what's wrong with the kids, you know, that all of that trial and testing makes you stronger. And once you've done one child, you have a history, you have a track record that you can make it through and that you're better prepared to be able to deal with the second child. And so, you know, those are some of the tests that we go through in life. And life is a test in and of itself. And every day, if you really look at it, it's a test of your resolve, your resiliency, your faith to be able to make it through day by day, because challenges come every day to us, you know, whether it's with our physical health or spiritual health, whether it's with our fellow man, our neighbors, you know, all of us go through testing. And we just say, you know, it comes to make us stronger. It develops us, our character as humans. It develops us as human beings. It develops us to be able to be better people, I believe, by going through and having these tests come in our lives. And then one of the things that we want to talk about in our second hour is you know, what happens when you fail the test. You know, a lot of times we focus in a lot on passing the test and surviving the test and becoming stronger, but that's not always the case. Sometimes we don't pass the test. So, you know, that's what we want to talk about in our second hour. You know, what do you do when you don't pass the test? What do you do when you don't aren't successful? And what? How do you? Where do you go from there? And that's a question peruse also. So, again, you can want to call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. Again, we're talking about testing. When it comes, does it make us stronger? All right, we're going to take another break, and we'll be right back.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
It looks like we got this caller on the line, so we're gonna try to get them at a later time. But when we're talking about these tests, and then we're talking about, you know, every day is a test. Every day is it brings a new trial. Every day brings a new trouble and a new struggle. And what we were talking about that we wanted to see is how when you get these struggles or these tests, that, you know, going through them with the proper attitude, going through them with the proper understanding that it's not going to many times destroy me, but it's coming to make me strong. It's not going to destroy me, but it comes to make me strong. That mindset, it takes some time to get there. And you know, that comes through every day trusting God, every day relying on the Spirit of God to help you know that it's not coming to destroy me, but it's coming to make me strong. And a lot of times, yeah, that's hard to focus in on when you're going through those things. When you're going through those things, it's really hard to focus in on it because it doesn't feel good at the time, and it might even be confusing at the time. But when you begin to start understanding that, what that does is it makes the walk in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the storm, a little bit easier. It makes it a little bit easier. I'm not going to say it makes it a whole lot easier, but it makes it a little bit easier to know that this thing has not come to destroy me, but it's come to make me strong, and that by having this attitude, my walk will be a little bit easier in the midst of this trial, in the midst of this storm. And, you know, you can see that all over, you know, the history of your life. And what I like to tell people is go to the volumes of history in your life, pull them down and flip through or leaf through the history of your life and see all the trials, all the tribulations that you are able to get through and how they made you stronger or how they made you wiser or how they made you better. And when you can take that type of inventory, and all of us have that type of inventory, again, it helps to soften the blow, soften the intensity of the trial that we were going through, because we have this knowledge base, because we have this history of how it made us stronger. And so, you know, this is going on the second hour of our broadcast tonight. We wanted to talk to us, you know, in a serious manner about what happens when we don't pass the test, or when we don't overcome. But what happens in times where we don't make the grade, where we fail? Do we still learn something? Do we still learn from it? You know, we were talking about how once we gone through these trials, how they made us stronger, how we got through them. But one of the things that we need to look at is how we were able to make them through, how we were able to get stronger, how we were able to pass these things, and in doing those things, those are the things where we made it through. But we also want to explore, you know, what we learned when we weren't successful. Caller on the line. See if we can tune in. Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, Pastor Kason, this is Minister Lindsay.
How you doing, Minister Lindsay?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We were just on the air tonight talking about how trials in our lives often come to make us stronger, and how sometimes in the midst of it doesn't feel that good, but we can look back over our lives and see how the trials have made us stronger. Have you found that to be true in your life, the trials or testing in your life makes you stronger?
Yes, I found that out to be true. sometimes we don't like going through it, or we don't understand why God is doing it, you know, at that particular time. But as we continue to trust God, he reveals to us what is going on in our life, and the reason and the purpose why he's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But through it all, he increases our faith. It helps increase our faith. Yes, I do believe that's part of our growing process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know, I was sharing with our listeners that while we're going through it, it doesn't feel good a lot of times. But it's working out for our good. And
that's true.
It's a little difficult, but after you walk in these tests and these trials with God for a period of time, what will happen is we can begin to have the mindset of being able to endure,
mm-hmm.
being able to persevere, knowing that it's going to work out for our good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really true. Very true.
So we're also talking about in the second hour. We're talking about what can we learn when we don't pass the test.
Like mm-hmm.
sometimes we don't rely on our faith and you know, for whatever reason we don't pass the test. What do we learn from that when we fail? And I think that's one of the things that we don't talk about enough. What do we do when we fail, when we pass the test? We did pass the test.
Mm-hmm. This is true. One thing we must always remember, that God knows how we're going to react to the test.
Mm-hmm.
He knows, you know, how much we can endure.
That's right.
And he knows that if we truly love him,
mm-hmm.
and believe in his word, that he's going to bring us out.
Right.
Sometimes we might become a little bit shaky, but
mm-hmm.
God knows our heart, you know. And God has faith in us. I believe that he has faith
mm-hmm.
in us.
Mm-hmm.
And so he knows he's not going to lose the battle. He's not going to lose anybody.
And one of the things that I like to share with people is that we're not going to hit a home run every time we get up
mm-hmm.
to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
Using the baseball analogy, that we're not going to hit a home run every time. And in that scenario of using a baseball player, but the baseball player doesn't stop coming to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, what we encourage people, that when you're not passing the tests are coming to make you strong, and you're saying, I'm not passing the test, I'm not doing what I should be doing. The thing is to not give up and not to stop coming to the plate, because eventually, if you keep doing the right thing, you're going to get a hit, and you're going to make it through, and you're going to get your breakthrough.
Mm-hmm. This is so true. And the other part of that, Pastor, is when we really believe that God truly loves us, and he wants the best, only the
mm-hmm.
best for us. And even though we're going through this trial or tribulation during this particular time, it might be difficult for us.
Yeah.
But God knows that in the end that
mm-hmm.
we're going to be more than conquerors.
That's
and he
right.
is going to get the glory. And I was looking at Romans here, Romans
mm-hmm.
8.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at, of course, we know it's so off with Romans 8:28, and we
right.
know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
That's
but
right.
then I jumped down here to verse 35, where it says
mm-hmm.
the believer is secure, because it tells us who
mm-hmm.
shall separate us from the love of Christ. mm-hmm. your tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sore. For it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay,
yes,
in all these things we are more than conquered through him that loved us. And so when we realize how much God loves us,
yes, sir.
And how he's going to keep us and preserve us no matter what we go through in life.
All right.
You know.
All right.
Because he loved us so much that he sent his darling son Jesus to die for us. So we were worth saving. We are worth something.
Yes.
And so God is going to keep us secure.
That's right.
And, you know, it doesn't mean that we're going to be exempt, you know, from
right.
the suffering, from,
right.
from the pains, from the tribulations, from
right.
sickness, even from when we sin and we pay the results of sin. It doesn't mean that we're not going to go through these things, but God's going to be able to bring us through.
That's right. That's
and he's going to be glorified in the end.
And that's the key, that he's going to get the glory in the end.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And we learn great things from those things. I appreciate you sharing that with me. We learn great things from his word that gives us the strength to make it through
mm-hmm.
these trials, to make it through these tribulations, and knowing that in the end God's going to get the glory. And that's what we have to hold on to while we're going through these storms, because many times, And I'm a witness, many times we fall short. We come up short and we strike out and we fall down. But the thing is not to stay down and not to stay out, but
that's
to
true. That's true.
Get back up and get back in line.
That's true. And a lot of times we become so discouraged and disgusted with ourselves. And we have a tendency to just beat ourselves up and we will stay there.
Right.
And, you know, God has forgiven us, and we can move on. But the devil won't let us move on. We will stay there, you know, and just wallow and wallow and wallow.
Right.
Know, until we feel like we have achieved the self-pity, you know. But
uh-oh.
But it's not based upon our feelings. It's based upon what God's promises in his word, what he has given us.
That's powerful. That is powerful. And when you're going through a trial, that's one of the most difficult things to do is to walk by faith and not by sight.
That's
because
right.
our eyes can deceive us.
That's right.
Into thinking that there's no hope.
That's right.
Our faith will begin to stand on, like you said, when the word of God says. And when your faith stands on what the word of God says, a lot of times it's not based upon what you see or what we see at the present time. It's based upon the faith, the spiritual eye.
That's
it looks
right.
beyond what the eye can see. It knows that God is working it out for our good. It might be around the corner. We can't see it.
That's right.
We know it, but we know it's coming.
That's for certain. That's for certain. I would say one more thing, Pastor, then I'm going to go. But
okay.
I just wanted to share with the sermon that we had today, and you
okay.
preached on Do You Understand? And you taken the text from the fourth chapter of Proverbs, verses 1 through 7. And so, you know, which is very powerful, and it kind of goes back to what we are talking about, because
right.
Even though we have the knowledge and we might know the word, but if we're not able to apply the word and to believe the word, have faith in
wow.
the word, then, you know, ask God for that wisdom to help us to apply
yes.
what we have learned and what he has taught us. And then
that's
to
right.
wait on him, you know. And so that is so very important. And one of the things that you shared with us, and you talked about how Proverbs is a book of instructions, and it covers everything in life, no matter what you're going through.
Yeah.
In that book of Proverbs, it covers everything. And some of the things that you mentioned was folly and sin, wealth, pride, the tongue, the family, life, and death, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you stated that Proverbs cover our everyday life from health to wealth. And another thing you share with us is if you don't get in front of the teacher, then you can't be taught. And so God is our teacher. In order for us to learn from God, we have to always be in his presence and asking him to let the Holy Spirit teach us. And once the Holy Spirit teaches us, ask him to let the Holy Spirit open up our eyes spiritually where we can apply what he has showed us. So I thank you for the word that went forth today.
Amen. Amen. We appreciate you calling in and your input. It's always a blessing to hear from you, Minister Lindsay.
Well, thank you. And we thank God for the blessing, Pastor.
All right.
God bless you and take care now.
All right. You have a wonderful week.
And you too. Bye-bye.
All right. That was Minister Lindsay, one of our ministers from the Heart of God Baptist Church, and we thank God for her. Thank God for her input concerning this thing that we're talking about tonight, talking about definitely learning that our trials, our testing comes to make us stronger. So if you want to be a part of that conversation, a part of the conversation tonight, you can call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. We'll be glad to get you a part of this conversation because it's an important conversation that you and I have the ability to stand on the word of God, stand on the promises of God, stand on what is true, and weather these storms and get through them. And one of the things we touched on briefly with Minister Lindsay was that we're not going to hit the ball out of the park all the time. We're not going to, when the tests come, we're not going to pass them all the time, and that's reality. But the reality has to have some type of response, and so the response to the reality that we're not going to hit it out of the park all the time, or get it right, or pass it all the time. excuse me. Is that we have to learn to not give up and learn how to continue to get back up, to get back in line and continue to try again. Sometimes the tests come and the enemy wants us to just give up. If they can say, I'm going to keep giving them the test of life, I'm going to keep giving them the struggles of life, I'm going to keep giving them these problems and these situations, and when they come, I'm going to hit them so hard that they're going to give up. But the thing is to realize that, you know, we can continue to get back up, and that God is a God of a second chance, and to know that whatever you've done, whatever you've been through, whatever you failed at, whatever you've made mistakes, that you can get back up, you can get back in line, and you can try again. And so those are the things that we need to remember, even when we fail the test, even when we fail to hit the mark. And, you know, there's nobody that I know that can say that they've got it right every time. And knowing this, that nobody's got it right every time, that should prevent any of us from looking down on people who haven't got it right. Uh-oh, I'm messing with some folk now. So, that's me preaching now, but... that should prevent us from looking down on anybody because we haven't gotten it right all ourselves. And so, you know, in that light, in that vein, you know, why do we hold people to such a high standard? Why do we hold people that they got to get it right all the time, that they got to get 100 all the time, when we know, you know, if we're serious with ourselves, that we haven't hit it, you know, right 100% of the time ourselves? And so at some point there should be a thing of encouraging people to try again, to try to get it right, to try to make it to take another chance, to take another step, to get in a position where they're going to try to be successful again. And that, and that's what we have to encourage each other. When these tests come and you fall down and you didn't do it as well as you like to do it and you're feeling bad about it, you know, we should be, you know, people that should surround and try to help each other to say, hey, you know, we understand that you didn't hit it right. We understand that you failed at it, but don't let the failure be your you know, the ending place. You know, that shouldn't be your ending place. That should be a place where you can mark and say, hey, I didn't do well here. I failed here. But that's not going to be the place where I'm going to stay. That could be my starting place. That could be my regrouping place. That could be my place of reconstruction, you know, at my failure, you know. And you know, I tell people that nothing beats a failure but a try. And that you'll never get anywhere if you don't try. And you can't be afraid to fail. You can't be afraid to try. Because you'll never succeed if you never try. Again, there's nothing beats a failure but a try. And so if you tried and you've fallen down and you failed and you didn't make it through the test, you know, don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't say that's it. It's over. You know, keep trying. Keep struggling. And every time that you struggle and every time that you try, what it does is it gives you the knowledge to be able to try it again or take it to the next level. And so that's one of the beauties of us as humans, is that we can have the ability to fail, but to keep trying. Many inventions and many inventors have failed over and over again, hundreds and thousands of times, but they didn't give up. And because they didn't give up, we have great things that make our lives better because of their inventions. And you know, that's the way we have to look at it. We have to look at it as something to learn from. When I fail, when I didn't hit the mark, when I fell down, that is something that I can learn from and improve upon so that I can make things better. So if you want to get in on the conversation tonight, you can call in at 347-324-5569. That's 347-324-5569. And as we continue to explore the subject of the trials come to make us stronger. Can we get stronger? We just want you to know that every area of life has a trial. Again, we were talking about the wars in the Middle East. We were talking about the medical profession. We were talking about, in general, how in life that these trials come and you know, when they come, they make us stronger, they make us wiser, they hopefully help us to make better decisions. And that's one of the things, you know, when you fail at a test, when you fail at a trial, is that hopefully it will allow us to take inventory and make better decisions, make better choices, choose better options. And people that can learn from that, people that can learn from the failing, and make better decisions, and make better options. What happens is it makes you better. One of the things in the profession in corporate America, what we use a term called lessons learned. In corporate America, when you have situations that may not have turned out as smoothly as you would want them as a corporation, what happens is through the process of deciphering the information or you know, debriefing of what went wrong, what happens is you come up with what they call a list of lessons learned. And from those lessons learned, what happens is you gather information that says that when we did this, this happened, and this is the reason why we didn't have this outcome. But if we take inventory from the lessons learned, if we want to have this a different outcome, will learn from the take from the lessons learned and do something different. And so that's what we do in corporate America. We take what's called the lessons learned from things where you failed at or didn't do well at, and you learn how to do them better or to do something to prevent something else from happening. And that's what these tests in life come. They teach us lessons, and we need to learn from these lessons. And when we learn from these lessons, when situations arrive again, we try a better option, or we perform at a different level or a different way, and that makes us better. And so, you know, the failings come, and again, don't let anybody tell you that you're going to hit 100% all the time. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But what we have to do is we have to, remain resolute and remain committed to always getting better. And that's what, you know, when what failings do. Failings should give us the push or the nudge or the wake up call to want to do better. And when you have that push or that nudge or that wake up call, because you failed at something, it should make you want to study harder, come up with better ideas, improve upon, build upon, to get better. And again, if we never come up short, we would never have to, look at it ourselves and take inventory and try to get better. So in other words, there would never be another level. We would never have to get another level if we think that we were okay. We were just fine at this level until something comes along and challenges you at one level, then you will never excel to the next level. It's sort of like some of these video games. And in order to get to the next level, you have to accomplish the things or the challenges at one level. And then once you've mastered those, then you can move to a higher skill level. And, you know, and a lot of times that's the way it is in life, is once we've mastered one thing through trials, through testing, that gives us the ability to be able to advance to the next level or the next place where God would have us to be. And, you know, a lot of times we say, well, I want to get to the next level, but we're not prepared to get to the next level because we haven't learned on the lessons of the first level. But once you've learned the lessons of the first level, then you can move to the next one and the next one through trial, through testing, to be able to learn that in whatever situation comes at the next level that you can make it through. So that's what we're talking about tonight. We want to encourage everyone, don't give up, don't throw in the towel. I'll get you some lessons learned. Start perfecting your ministry, start perfecting your craft, start perfecting how you do things in life, whether it's with your we'll talk about this a little bit later, with your mate, your spouse, how to continue to perfect, to try to get that thing better through the testing and the trials that come through with your mate. We always encourage people that you know, there's resources that are available out here that can help you. If you're, for instance, a golfer, you can't make the cut, you know, on some of the tournaments that you go through. You know, there's people that can help you with your swing, you know, that will video you and put computer graphics up and help you with your swing. And so the thing is not to quit playing golf, but the thing is to learn what your failings are, what your style is or your technique is with failing, and learn how to make corrections in it so that you can be competitive again and move to the next level. And, you know, that's a lot of times the thing in our life is we need to talk to somebody who might have gone through and knows how to get us in a better position or better place to be able to deal with it. So, you know, that's what we're doing tonight. We're talking about the tests and the trials and how they make us stronger. Second part of the hour, we're talking about, you know, what to do when we don't pass the test, how do we handle that, and it's a good subject tonight. So if you want to call in, you can call in 347-324-5569. That number again is 347-324-5569, and we're going to take a break, and we're going to be back in about 2 minutes.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
Talking about our last show last Sunday's show, we talked about cheaters and adulterers, and Minister Sykes on, and please, man, please, sir, if you haven't, go back and check that out. That was an awesome blessing. But tonight what we're talking about is with the trials or the testing that comes to make us strong, doesn't make us strong. And during our second hour, we're talking about what do you do when you don't pass that test? How is that dealt with? When you fail the test, it can't make you strong when you fail that test, when you are going through a situation where you can't seem to make it, and you keep coming up short. You know, what does that do for you? What kind of mindset will that put you in when you're failing the test? And one of the things that we were saying is that we have to realize that we're not going to hit 100 every time, and we're not going to make it through every time, that we're not going to hit the ball out the park every time. And the thing is that when you fail, it's not to stay there. It's not to stay there. Don't let that be your final place, but to continue to get back up, continue to get back in line, continue to get in a mindset where, you know, I might have had a setback, or I might have had a slowdown, or I might have had a stop in my progression, but that's not going to be the end. And that's the way we have to be. We have to be at a point to understand there's going to be some failures in our life. There's going to be some times where we come up short, and we have to not, you know, base our whole lives based upon those times where we didn't get it right. But we have to say, okay, those were times, those were trials, those were tests where I didn't get it right. And so in spite of those times where I didn't get it right, I'm going to continue to move forward. I'm going to continue to make my move toward what I want as a goal for me in my life. And that's how you do with failure. You learn from it, and you take these lessons learned, and you turn it around, and you don't get stuck. And too many times people get stuck when they fail. They shut down and don't want to try again. But you can't get stuck, and you can't get shut down because, you know, that is not going to help you. That's not going to help you get from out of that situation. You have to, again, take inventory, get lessons learned, turn in a different direction, and begin to start moving in the right direction again. And that is a thing that we can learn from failure. Again, we talked about how many inventors have failed over and over again. They kept trying because they understood the importance of trying to make things better. And, you know, failures, they can come and they can show the importance that you know, if I failed at this, then someone else might have failed at it. And if someone else has failed at it, then what can I do to help change that so the percentage of people that are failing is lesser and lesser? One of the great things that we learn from people that deal with tragedy in their lives, where people have had loved ones in accidents. I know when people drunk driving, drunk mothers against drunk driving are mad, in organizations like that where people take trauma to their families and they turn it around and they say, well, I want to start this program. I want to start this program so that when I look back over my life, the tragedy that happened in my life, I can turn it around and say I've helped prevent other people from experiencing this tragedy. And through that test or that trial in my life that brought me down or that was devastating to me, now what I've done is I've taken that through the lessons learned and through the things that I've learned from this situation. I've put it out there, and I've taught other people, and I've educated other people, so that this type of tragedy or this type of mistakes or these types of sadness affects less and less people. So that's one of the things that you have to do or we have to do when we experience challenges or tests or failures. Devastating to us is that we have to learn how to take whatever we can out of them, our lessons learned, and say, I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to be victimized and just stay a victim, but I'm be proactive, and I'm going to take the lessons learned here, put it out here, get an organization together so someone else won't have to go through what I'm going through, or someone else can be supported when they have to go through what I go through. And so, again, that makes us stronger. It makes us stronger, makes us a stronger, viable part of the community, that even through, you know, failure, even through great tragedy and great stress, that we can still be stronger as a community, because we're not going to stay stuck. We're not going to stay beat down. We're not going to stay defeated. We're not going to stay victimized, but we're going to use that as a lesson learned and information gained and turn it into something positive. So, again, that's what we're talking about tonight is you know, even in the midst of the test that we're successful as, the test that we failed at, there's always a way to make us stronger, always a way to get better. And you know, during this last half hour, I want to touch base on, you know, in relationships, particularly with husbands and wives, to know that it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work for those relationships to thrive. And, you know, once you get married and to think that it's just going to be hunky-dory and no tests and no trials, I think is not facing reality. But one of the greatest resources or the greatest things that we can pass on to our children, to the next generation, is how husbands and wives can overcome the difficulties of marriage, the difficulties of children, by continuing to learn from their failures, learn from their mistakes, and to be a model of not giving up in difficult times. And, you know, it's not easy. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of understanding. It takes a lot of forgiving. It takes a lot of compromising to get to a point where you can get stronger in your relationship. But that only comes through with the different trials and different tribulations that come in. And you know, I tell people when I counsel them, don't think that it's going to be perfect all the time. That's not a reality. Just like life, it's not going to be perfect all the time. And when you realize that, and you can begin to start working through these problems, start working through these relationship problems, start working through these test problems, start working through them, then what happens, you become stronger. And then when the two people in a relationship become stronger because of that, then that can begin to start affecting other people. It'll affect your children, it'll affect people in your neighborhoods, your community, because you have allowed the testing that has come into your relationship to mature you and to strengthen you and to allow you to get stronger. And there's nothing like two people working together to get stronger, to get through a test. And, you know, that's a big thing. A big thing is when you have these tests, that if you can go through them together with someone who trusts in God, believes in God, who has the same interests you have, who has the mindset and the goals that you have, then you can make it through these trials and these tests a little more easier. And so that's one of the things that you know, we say is in order to make it, many times you need to have somebody come alongside and help you, whether it's your husband, your wife, whether it's someone in business, whether it's someone in your your community, whether it's someone in your church, to come along and help weather the storm. And, you know, a lot of times in church organizations, churches go through a lot of stuff, trying to get people on one accord and trying to get people to work together and, you know, band together through difficult times. But what I found is when, just like with husbands and wives, when they bind together and stick it out through tough times, that makes the unit stronger, makes the family unit stronger. And it's the same thing with churches. I find that if the church members stick together through difficult testing and the difficult trials, then what it does is it makes those members stronger, makes the church unit, congregation stronger through the testing and the trials that you've gone through. So, you know, testing is not a bad thing. Many times we look at it as something we'd rather not do, but it's not a bad thing. But many of the times, the testing and the trials, they come and they make us stronger. And when they make us stronger, what happens is our ability to affect other people in our community in a positive way becomes greater because of what we've gone through. And it sometimes is we don't really understand all the time. We don't know how these things come about. But in the end, it really is for our good. And, you know, sometimes people say, is this really for my good? And you know, and we say God is working it out for your good. He's working it out, and he's working behind the scenes to make us stronger and to cause us to be better witnesses, to be better people in our communities. And when we were talking to Minister Lindsay earlier, and so that God can get the glory. And those are the things that we have to stay focused in on. And again, if you can get someone to help you go through, it's going to make it so much easier. And, you know, a lot of times it comes through getting to know people, whether it's a husband and wife or members of the congregation. It's getting to know them, getting them to understand that they really do. They might be different, but they really do have the same interests that you have, that they have the same goals and they want to give God the glory. They want to, you know, work in a place where, you know, the vision is going forward. But they're a little different and you're a little different. So you have to take in consideration that the husband and wife are a little different, the congregation is a little different, the people in the business are a little different. But if you have the same goal and the same vision, those trials and tribulations, those lessons learned can be taken. And it can make the business stronger, the church stronger, the relationship between the husband and wife stronger. Those things can be strengthened by going through those trials. And again, like I said, with marriages, with churches, with businesses, don't think that it's always going to be just perfect. It is not. Take my word, it's not. There's always going to be a challenge. There's always going to be a misunderstanding. There's always going to be someone who gets their feelings hurt. There's always going to be someone who feels like they're not being treated right. There's always going to be someone who doesn't want to do right. It's all of these things that come into play that make these testings. But if you're a business and you can get through those things, if you're a church and you can get through those things, if you're a husband and wife and you can get through those things, I guarantee you're going to be strong. And again, it's a trial when you're going through. It's a headache. It's a pain. It's a nerve wracking. It's a lot of drama. But you know, through the grace of God, through lessons learned, through you know proper working things out, we can get through it, and you can get through it. And so, you know, we just want to encourage everyone tonight. You might be going through a trial. You might be going through a tribulation. But know this: that it's only going to make you stronger. And if you fail the first time or the second time, get back up, get back in line. Don't let this be your final place. Learn how to get some lessons learned of what happened and how to deal with it and keep it moving. Get with someone who has your same goal, your same vision, and is moving in the same direction that you're moving in, and get with that person and help them in difficult times and ask them to help you in difficult times. And together, both of you will be able to or as a group, you'll be able to weather the storm, weather the test, and it will make you strong. It will bind you together. We were talking about the military earlier, and the veterans. We thank God for all of our veterans and everyone who serves our country faithfully. But one of the things that makes them stronger is a group and cohesive as a group is when they go through challenges, when they go through battle testing, when they go through difficult missions. What that does is that brings them closer together. It binds them together as brothers and sisters in the armed services, because they've gone through those difficulties together, those testings together. It made them stronger individually, but it also made them stronger collectively as a group, and it creates a bond. And that's one of the things that I guess is the offset of testing, is that it'll make you stronger. It'll make the bond between you and someone who's gone through that difficulty with you that much stronger. And that's a good thing, because that builds fellowship, and that builds bonds between humans, and gives us the faith that we can have a trust and a belief in our fellow man. So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're going to take one more break, but we invite you to hold over through the break, and we'll be back and we'll wrap this thing up.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? He loves you.
Tonight, and I believe that the conclusion to that thesis statement is that the trials and the testing that come into our lives on a daily basis do make us stronger, whether we realize it or not. And we have to learn to trust God through all of these trials and testings to know that it's going to make us better, and to know that it comes to benefit not only us, but our brothers and sisters, but also to give God the glory. And so we encourage everyone who might be going through right now. And someone said that there's always three parts to our life, and that's whether we're going through the storm, getting ready to go through the storm, or coming out of the storm, and whether we're going into in it or coming out of it, we know that the testings of the storm come to make us stronger, and that we might not always be successful. We might fall down sometimes, But even in that falling down, we can learn things. We can take the lessons that we learned and apply them to our lives, apply it to our situation, and get back up and do better and get into a better place that we need to be. And then by gaining that knowledge, that wisdom, and that strength, when those storms come again, that we can weather them, but also we can help someone else who might be going through that thing for the first time. And then that final point that we were talking about before the break was getting involved with someone who can help you get through the storm. In other words, partnering up with someone who has the same vision, the same goal as you. And collectively, we're stronger when we go about dealing with the storm as a whole. And you know, we talked earlier about the victims of Hurricane Sandy along the eastern seaboard, what they call the superstorm, and how the president visited them, how that the people in Staten Island began to help each other, and how the United States collectively has helped through American Red Cross and through FEMA, and how collectively together we can get through these storms that they make us strong. They build relationships. They give us a sense of hope that, you know, our fellow mankind still has the decency, still has the ability to respond in manners that we can appreciate. And you know, all of that comes through these tests that come in our lives. And they come every day. You know, every day is a new test, a new trial. And the thing is not to let them beat us up, not to let us beat us down, but to learn from them and to allow them to make us strong. And know that you're victorious. Know we're victorious every time we step up, that we're victorious because we didn't shun or we didn't back down, but we continue to step up and know that we are overcomers and that we can survive and also thrive. And so we ask that your continued prayers for those victims of the hurricane, the superstorm, just continue to support any way you can, that they would know that we're with them, that we stand with them, and that we we'll see them through and know that just that type of resolve sends hope throughout our communities and throughout our country and throughout the world as examples of people who have got stronger because of tests that have come in their lives. The same thing with husbands and wives and relationships like that, to know that during difficult times, that families have stood together and stuck together and have become stronger. And that can be an example to our communities and our churches and to our neighborhoods and, you know, even with the folks in business and in difficult times that you can regroup and come back stronger and better. That's what that spirit of overcoming is. Spirit of making through the test, striving and surviving in the midst of difficult times. That's what it's all about, and not giving up. And as we continue to share with everyone, we'll give stories of people who have overcome, with people who have kept the faith, people who have made it through tests. Big shout out again to my big brother who has weathered the storm of pulmonary embolism, blood clot going through his lung. And he's hanging in there. He's stronger. He has a better focus on what is important in his life, his family, children, wife. And we just say a big shout out to Big Brother Steve and pray God's blessing on you, that you'll continue to get stronger, continue to get better, and have a testimony about this test or this trial that you've gone through and how you've learned from it and how it has made you better. And so we just want to encourage everyone, if you're going through right now, learn from it, grow from it, and help somebody else from it because, you know, that's what we do as humans. That's how we survive and help each other pray peace in the Middle East. Pray for a conflict resolution to what's going on out there, to understand that all that war that they've gone through before, they need to learn from those tests and those trials and understand that it's not worth it. Talk to the younger people, to the ones that are, you know, keeping these things alive, to realize that peace is the best answer for your children, your husband, your wives, for everyone in the region. It's just best. Peace is just best, and we need to find a way to learn from those tests and trials of killing civilians, killing each other, bombing each other, that is not the answer, and that we need to really, really regroup on trying to live peaceably among all men, because that is in our best interest. Those trials and those tests of wars and years of wars and bloodshed and destruction is just a test that we really need to learn, that this is not the answer, and we need to move in a different direction. So pray much for those in the Middle East. Pray for the countries that are surrounding them, that they will push for peace and that they will come for a resolution that it is peaceful and that is also pleasing to the sight in the sight of our God. All right, that's going to do it for us. Again, tonight we talked about the trials and the tests that make us stronger and makes us stronger by making us better people, to realize that we have better option, better choices, and for us to make better option, better choices, and not give up until we come up with that better option or better choice. And they do come to make us strong through the testings of life. So that's going to wrap up the show tonight. We thank everyone for listening, everyone tuning in. And as always, now that you have the resource, we need you to get connected. God bless you. Good night. And we'll talk to you again on Friday night.